Clinton holds a 21-point lead over Donald Trump among New York likely voters in the Siena College poll. That's down slightly from a 25-point lead 1 month ago. But Clinton has some weaknesses. She's viewed unfavorably by just over half of voters and does not have much support beyond registered Democrats, says Siena spokesman Steve Greenberg.
She's winning right now pretty much by party enrollment. And what we see when we look at it is that independents right now are evenly divided, 39% for Clinton, 37% for Trump.
Clinton's also lost some support among women voters, though she's still ahead with women by 22 points. Trump supporters in New York, including Republican Party Chair Ed Cox, say the candidate can win the state.
He could do very well here, like Ronald Reagan in 1980. Ronald Reagan was not expected to carry New York in 1980, but he did. And the way this is going, and given his assurance as a candidate in making good decisions and doing them, being out there.
Trump backers say if the GOP presidential candidate does well enough in the suburbs and upstate, then he would only have to win just over one-third of New York City voters. Greenberg with Siena says in order for that to come true, though, Trump would need to make some pretty substantial gains in blue New York City, where Clinton is ahead by 60 points.
The notion that Donald Trump can carry 30% of the vote in Brooklyn and Manhattan seems a little bit unrealistic.
And Greenberg says since Reagan won the state more than 30 years ago, Republican voters' numbers have dwindled while Democratic voters have strengthened. Trump is viewed unfavorably by nearly 70% of New Yorkers. The first debate will be held in New York at Hofstra University on Long Island on Monday. Greenberg says the debate could potentially be a game changer for the race, but he says Clinton is still in an extraordinarily strong position to win New York in November. Will presidential politics affect the races for state legislature, where all 263 Senate and Assembly seats are up for election this year? Greenberg says perhaps not. Most New Yorkers say they'll likely re-elect incumbent lawmakers. That's even though both former leaders of the legislature face jail time for corruption. In fact, the state Senate has scored the highest approval rating in the history of the poll at 48%, with the Assembly at 44%.
I don't know why their ratings are as good as they are right now. It bodes well for incumbent legislators.
No lawmakers have been arrested in over a year, and the legislature has been out of session since June. Senate GOP spokesman Scott Reeves says the public is reacting to the Senate's recent accomplishments, including record school aid and a tax cut for the middle class. The Senate also approved two traditionally non-Republican but popular items, as did the Democratic-led Assembly, raising the state's minimum wage and enacting partial paid family leave. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.